That's from Indigo Girls' 2002 CD, Become You, Our Deliverance. We'll go back to the phones for one last call to Oklahoma City. Good morning, Jennifer. You're on the air.
Good morning, Diane.
Hi there.
How are you today?
Fine, thanks.
Good. I have just one thing to say to Emily and her father. I am also part of the gay culture and have been taken away from church at a very young age, ostracized by both family and the churches, but there was still that longing to be there. I'm very lucky that now I found a church that does accept me, and I wanted to let you know that I had to call because I was sitting in my car listening to the first song that you and your father sang, and it just brought tears to my eyes. I'm so glad that it's not a minority of people that believe that you can have religion and believe in love for one another, regardless of race, regardless of sexual orientation. And I just wanted to commend you, Emily, for everything that you and Amy have done.
Oh, thank you for your call. That story means a lot to me. And just, we got to hang on and keep fighting the good fight, and that's what we'll do, and one day we'll be free.
I'm right there.
I'd like you to go out with a song of your choosing.
Oh, boy. Let's sing a Taizé song, Dad. You
okay.
want to?
Good. Yeah, okay. That
good.
Would be good to go out.
Do it.
You want to tell about the Taizé?
Yeah, sure.
Very quickly.
Now?
Yes.
One of the things we write about at the very end of the book is music in the search for God. I quote Rabbi Abraham Heschel, how music is a shattering, deepening experience if you give yourself over to it. We haven't talked much about the classical tradition or the deeper religious traditions here, but we're going to do one small thing together that comes from this marvelous community in France called Taizé. It's an ecumenical community, and we're going to do this just a little bit as we're ending our conversations with all of you.